you know, I can't talk about their offense. Haven't seen it. Defensively, you know, got a few guys back. You know, so they're getting good rush on the quarterback. But they're doing a lot of their same stuff. Scheme. They're doing a good job keeping guys out of the end zone. So, their offense does a good job holding the ball. So defense has kept them tight in games. Not a whole lot of teams are scoring a lot of points against them.
Eli, it's always exciting when you guys face Dallas. But when the stakes are this high, when the playoffs are there for both teams, does it make it that much more intense?
Yeah, definitely. I think when you get into December and teams are fighting for playoff spots and trying to win a division and give yourself a chance. So it's a big game. It's excitement, and these are games you look forward to. It's just fun playing meaningful games in December.
Eli, from one SEC quarterback from Mississippi to another, what's been the biggest thing that's contributed to Dak Prescott's success this season?
Well, he's done a fabulous job just learning the offense, protecting the football. It doesn't seem too fast for him. He does a good job finding completions, running around, making plays, extending plays, playing smart football. So I got to give a lot of credit to him, the coaches, for getting preparing him, and he's going out. Done a great job going out there making plays.
You had to deal with that, starting as a rookie thing. You saw how hard it was. Does that make it that much more amazing to see what he's done?
They've done a great job. Can't say anything else besides he's played extremely well at a high level for such a young quarterback coming in right off the get-go. It's been impressive.
Eli, after the difficult game in Pittsburgh, losing the winning streak like you guys did, what is the attitude in terms of being the bounce-back team that you guys need to be?
Yeah, no, I think the attitude's good. Guys know, we didn't play our best and left some plays out there, and Pittsburgh did a good job. So just understand it's football. You're going to have days where, you're not at your best, and you're going to lose some. You get kind of humbled, and it's just about coming back to work, having a great attitude, and having our mindset on what we have to do this week to beat Dallas.
After Victor expressed a little frustration over his lack of passing direction, do you talk to him this week? Have you sat down with him? Is that something you need to worry about?
I always have a talk with Victor, and he's one of the receivers and good buddies, and so we'll be fine. We'll get him. We gotta get him the ball. He's a playmaker for us, and so unfortunately, week before, Shep didn't get a target last week. Victor didn't get one, so. We just got to try to get everybody involved and get him catches and get him going.
Did you apologize the way that you did to Shepard the week before?
I just haven't seen him. I'm gonna talk. Haven't had a chance to get with him yet, but I'll talk to Victor.
When you watched the film, were you open? Did you miss him?
There could have been some opportunities to give him the ball. It's just a matter of, it's just all dependent on reads and coverage.